Hello to everyone out there. For those who are listening, I want to thank you guys for, you know, tuning in. This is the first edition of the Reggie Haynes podcast show. And even for those people who aren't listening, I still got love for you. For those that don't know who I am an entertainer, ex-football player, I do acting, I do music, sometimes comedy whenever the mood strikes. And also I do a lot of other things, directing, and, you know, I try to, you know, host events and things like that. This podcast will be based on a lot of things. I know in the category, you guys clicked on it and it said education. Well, hopefully this can educate a lot of people, the things that I, you know, talk about. 26 years old, and I still have a lot of learning to do while living in this crazy world. I'm very blunt. I'm very straight to the point. For those who don't know me, and I always try to tell it like I think it is, but I'm not afraid to, you know, be proven wrong. You know, I'm not stubborn enough to where if somebody, you know, pulls out factual evidence of proving me wrong, I'm not afraid to admit that I was wrong. And I think that's a big thing that a lot of people need to, you know, endure while living in this world. Nobody's perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. And, you know, hopefully we can learn from them so we don't have to go through the same negative processes that we endure while, you know, making those mistakes to begin with. The topics I'm going to every week or every other week. The first episode will feature, you know, myself. I'll be speaking about what I feel like talking about, and I will have music featured by various artists who I am personal friends with, showing them some love. And I'll also have a motivational segment on my show, whether it'll be myself or my future co-host, who will remain nameless as of right now. And then the second episode during that week, I will have a special guest who will remain nameless. Every week it'll be a surprise guest for you all. And that episode will be specifically revolved around that particular guest. Today, what we're going to talk about is being black in America. I am a 26-year-old African-American male. I am from Houston, Texas, and I still reside here. And I've seen a lot. I've seen a country that has basically, you know, praised itself and, you know, created its own platforms or stolen a lot of resources that led to them creating their own platforms like social media, and has basically exposed not just how it is or but also how people want them, you know, to view this country. We all know that racism still exists. If you don't know that, then you're bullshitting yourself. If I haven't said it already, listener's discretion is advised. I repeat, listener's discretion is advised. I feel like being an African-American in this country is one of the worst things that you can be. I remember when I was about like 8 or 9 years old, you know, I had my mom sit me down and she was basically like, you know, you're probably going to be at the bottom of the totem pole. And I didn't know what she meant by that. But eventually, as I got older and older and I started experiencing racism myself, I started getting, you know, the feeling that she was on to something. And it's true. I can't tell you how many times, because I live in a predominantly white area. And I can't tell you how many times, you know, when I first moved out here, I got so many mean mugs. But I usually stay to myself. I am an introvert and I do stay to myself. And I used to get so many looks, you know, based on the way that I dress and the way that I, you know, obviously my stature. And people, you know, look at me as if I'm, you know, an enemy, or look at me as if I was a threat. And I feel like that's wrong. I feel like the media has portrayed black people to be like this dominant monster that their only intention is to destroy whatever's in his path. And that is not true. I feel like that is part of programming. And for those that don't know what programming is, in my opinion, I believe programming is when you have some type of media platform or some type of thing that is telling you how something is and is forcing you to believe into that thing, whether it's a symbol like the news, different chapels, different churches, different symbols, you know, different idols, like, you know, celebrities, you know. Primarily programming comes from TV, but it could also come from things, you know, that, you know, we deal with on a consistent basis, things at work, you know, just things in general. Programming can come from anyone or anything. And I feel like a lot of people are programmed to believe that, you know, black people are this, you know, just satanic, evil thing that is basically destroying our community. I can't tell you how many times I went to another country and people have, you know, pulled me to the side and say, man, is it really that bad over there for you all? And I say, oh, yeah. I remember growing up, you know, I was, you know, raised in, you know, the hood. And, you know, just seeing the crab bucket mentality that was built over there, it really disturbed me. I hate whenever, you know, people who claim themselves to be friends would fight, you know, damn near kill each other. And they would just, after everything was, you know, the smoke is clear, they were the first thing they would say, oh, it is what it is. Let me tell you all something. Anytime a person basically says it is what it is, rather than going to the root of the problem, that is a programmed individual. That is a programmed individual who is definitely, in my opinion, ignorant to, you know, what's really going on. And I feel like us as a society, we have the resources, we have Google, you know, we have a lot of things in order to realize what's really going on, a lot of ways to realize what's really going on. And if we don't try to find those ways, if we just base our decision making off of what we see on the surface, I feel like we got some dark days ahead of us. But I feel like we are an intelligent enough group of people. I mean, the whole entire world, that is, to basically, you know, take the veil off, you know, deprogram themselves, you know, take the veils off your eyes and really see what's going on. Black people are not bad people. I can definitely speak for that. I mean, it's sad when I went to an all black school, you know, I used to get into, you know, people used to always try to fight me just for, you know, looking a certain way or looking in their direction, thinking I was mean mugging them. In the hood, it's a crab bucket mentality to where people are just so angry because it's shit. It is shitty. Their environment is shitty. They're like in hell. They're basically in an environment to where it's set up for them to fail and to hate one another, to basically destroy one another. And I feel like that was created directly right after slavery. I mean, I've done research and I felt like a lot of black people were dealt a bad hand. And a lot of people can say, oh, here's the black dude blaming everybody for his misfortunes. Well, I think that's part of the programming, too. I think a lot of people say that in order to try to shut black people up so they can keep on going along with their white supremacy. I'm not a fan of white supremacists. I'm not a fan of anybody who is racist. And for those that don't know what a white supremacist is, that is a person that thinks just because they are Caucasian or white that they are superior than any other race, specifically black people. Because if you know anything about being black in America, we are the bottom of the totem pole. People are so quick to take all of our ideas and take all of our styles, but yet they're so quick to criticize us and tell us how bad of people we are. And me, I'm from when I'm tired of it. But going back to the hoods, it's just an environment, in my opinion, that is built to destroy itself. While everybody else is watching, you know, they got WorldStar, you know, apps like that or websites like that. They got YouTube. Every time I look on, you know, YouTube, why is it that the recommendations are something about, you know, black people fighting one another or people in these hoods fighting one another, killing one another, drive-by shootings, killing innocent people? I'm done with it. And I feel like it's something that has led us all to be programmed. You know, we got these different gangs. We got these different things to where people can't even have something nice for themselves, you know, the resources, because once they do, they're a target, you know, to get their life taken away over something worldly. You know, I feel like, me personally, nothing on this earth is worth killing someone over randomly. I just think that's silly to me. And speaking of the programming, going back to the hoods, they have a lot of these idols. You know, I think idolizing is very bad, and I want to try to keep it on the racism part, but I think idolizing is very bad. Let's talk about Jordans. You know, so many people have killed one another over a shoe. And what does Jordan do? Regardless, you guys can kill yourselves over a shoe all you want. He's still going to collect his checks. So Jordan ain't going nowhere. Jordan ain't losing no money. But his shoes, he's basically portrayed himself as being the greatest basketball player of all time. And he's basically put his shoes out there. And people want to be like him. They want to wear something that basically makes themselves feel great, and they are willing to kill each other over that. That's always been stupid to me, which is why I do not rock Jordans anymore. I'm not even a big stickler on, you know, wearing certain type of you know, labels, because I feel like those labels are just a label to try to categorize someone for being better than the rest, and I'm not with that. But going back to the hood mentality, you got people who have that type of mentality. They're willing to kill each other over money. They're willing to kill each other over these you know, worldly things, and I feel like that's just stupid to me. And I feel like it is a distraction that the world has created in order to, you know, keep black people in line and keep black people from seeing what is really going on. And I had to separate myself from a lot of those things in order to see it for myself. And I hope a lot of black people out there do the same, if not all black people, because we have to see what's really going on in order to try to make this world a more equal and better place. But the thing is, will we have the opportunity to do so? I think, you know, sex is a distraction. You know, you got women twerking, you got people wearing skin, you know, men and women wearing skimpy clothes just to get attention. You got all of these idols and these icons that's telling you to be like me or to do what I'm doing because it's a fad and you will get the attention that you feel like you deserve. But getting attention is basically, in my opinion, separating people from seeing each other as equals. But as long as we have those things that are implemented in the hood, people with false hope, people with little hope, that is, I'm sorry, people that are living in a crab bucket mentality, and everybody's given a phone nowadays, a cell phone, that is, they can just click a button and see what's, you know, what's popping or what's trending, and they would want to be like that, and that would lead them to, you know, have some animosity towards another person because they see themselves doing it or see somebody else doing it. First thing that comes to mind, with that crab bucket mentality already in place, oh, this person is trying to outdo me, this person is trying to get more attention than me, or this person, I'm just mad at this person because they think that they're better than me. So that makes me want to harm them in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And I feel like that is programming 101 as far as the hood is concerned. And I feel like anybody who's trying to represent anything that leads them to eventually harm another human being is not worth representing at all. And that's just my opinion. And again, I say that a lot of us black people, all of us, we need to realize what's really going on. Stop with the hood mentalities. Instead of killing one another, why don't we uplift one another? Instead of basically feeding into the crab bucket mentality, why don't we clean up the hood? Why don't we try to clean up things? And I don't mean just clean it up one time and then let it get dirty again. No. If anybody tries to come into your area and destroy what you have built, those people need to be kicked out of your area. Point blank, period, because you do not need negative people in your environment. You need positive, uplifting people who are going to make your environment better, not worse. So those are the things that I have in place for the hood. But as far as other things, I mean, I've seen so many black people get killed unjustly. Philando Castillo, Trayvon Martin, just to name a few, you know, they've been killed by people who are sworn to protect us. Now, I know that there are a lot of good police officers out there, but I know that there's also a lot of bad. And I feel like I've been in an environment to where I live in an environment to where I've been racially profiled. And I have a story for you all. I remember I used to I'm an introvert, like I've already stated, but I hated going to the weight room during the day or on my off days because I work overnight. And I remember it was a time where I just said, I'm tired of, you know, right after work or right before work, going straight to the weight room where it's busy and you got, you know, women around there trying to show out with their, you know, workout outfits and dudes trying to flex for the women. Just, it was just a, I hate to use this word or use this phrase, swinging dick contest with everybody. Everybody was trying to show off and I was just tired of that. I loved going to the weight room, you know, at night, like late at night on my off days, whether it was 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. So I would drive and there was this particular cop who was pulling me over. And both times he pulled me over, I called him out on it. I stayed respectful. And then, you know, this cop obviously didn't know that I knew police officers in the area. So I talked to one of my good friends who was a police officer who will remain nameless. And I asked him, like, hey, why is this happening, sir? And he said, Reggie, I'm not going to lie to you because you're a good kid. And I'm not going to hide the truth from you. I'm not going to hide the truth from you. But this is what's happening. Recently, we got a report that there were black kids from Houston. I'm a little bit outside of Houston. And there were some black kids that were known for, you know, coming over here to this area and breaking into houses. And we were told to pull over anybody of African-American descent if they're driving at any time past 11 o'clock or midnight. And I was very frustrated, but I said, OK, so what do I do? Do I just stop going to the weight room at night? And he said, yeah, Reggie, I think that'll be best. So I had to stop going to the weight room, you know, basically at a perfect time that I thought was perfect because of racism. And I was so offended, I even called my family and asked them what do they think I should do. And they just said, unfortunately, Reggie, you have to do as a cop says, because I would rather you, you know, have to work out with people. And I know you don't like being around a lot of people that are showing out and stuff like that, rather than you losing your life over a misunderstanding or just because the color of your skin. That's the only, I mean, I've had other race stories. I've been at work and people have called me a nigger and said that all niggers are, I've had one dude come up to me and say that all niggers are known for, you know, fucking dirty, nasty pussy. I mean, dude, the list goes on. I mean, racism is definitely out here. For people that don't think that it is, you're obviously ignorant. And one thing that I've learned this recent year is that, 2018, that is that people who are ignorant towards racism are obviously benefiting from it, or they know how traumatic racism is. They know how real it is, and they want to try to blind themselves from seeing that because they know that black people get the most unfair treatment in this country. They know that, you know, black people have been dealt a bad hand. You know, people always go back to, you know, Abraham Lincoln's 40 acres and a mule. Where the fuck is that? You know, where did that happen? That's why you got a lot of people to this day asking for reparations, and people are trying to basically hinder that process from happening because they what they're really trying to do is say, OK, look, that was your ancestors. That's not you. You know, you're given equal opportunities, which we don't get equal opportunities at all. So you need to stop complaining. And I think black people are fed up with it. And now they're starting to come out bigger than ever and realizing that, you know, hey, enough is enough. We need to get what we're owed, and we need to get the fair treatment that we deserve, because so many black people in this country have invented a lot of things that we use today and haven't even gotten credit for it. And if they have gotten credit for it, why is it that you have white supremacists who are taking all of the credit or responsibility for making profit off of these things that have been invented by people of African-American descent? So the thing is, man, is that I honestly feel like, you know, racism is a very touchy topic, but a lot of people need to wake up and see what's really going on, because the programming is real. The way that people are being ignorant towards racism is real. And I feel like us as a people, the black community, need to keep on carrying ourselves the way that we are, except for the negative things, because that's programming. People are going to highlight the negative things that black people are doing. And they're going to put it on their media, social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all the news channels. And they're going to say, see, that's why we disrespect people. That's why we disrespect these people. That's why they're niggers to us. And if anybody knows the true definition of a nigger, it's a definition that basically categorizes you as being less than a human. So when they say nigger, remember that nigger is less than a human, human being. So that means you're below every human being that you could possibly think of. So when they look on the news, or when people look at that, they try to highlight the negative things that black people are doing rather than the good, and saying, see, that's how all niggers are. If you look at the music videos and you look at all things, they want to highlight the people that they want to say, hey, these are the niggers that you need to look up to. The reason that you do that is because if you have an idol who is representing themselves in a negative way, other people will follow that trend because they think that that's cool. And then after that, it starts creating a fucked up cycle in every area. And that basically is something that they're allowing to happen so black people can stay where they're at. But black people are starting to wake up and starting to see what's really going on. I'm so proud of a lot of black people that I've spoken to recently, because they're starting to realize that this is all wrong, and how they've been getting treated since day one is very, very fucked up. And these idols that a lot of people are putting in place are basically being categorized as coons or whatever, because they're actually appeasing, you know, the white supremacists to make a fool of themselves and to basically program their people, the African Americans, to do the negative shit that they're portraying themselves to do on a big platform. And I feel like that is a brainwashing and programming 101 that a lot of people do not need to partake in whatsoever. Turn the TVs off, you know, turn the programming off. Realize that you need to be your own person, your own phenomenal being, and don't buy into the programming. Don't buy into the negative programming, because that could only lead down a negative path. As far as the other things that I touch base on, you know, when it comes in terms of racism, we all need to, you know, just have a positive mentality. I know that we have suffered a lot while being in this country, but the suffering is over. It should be over, because anybody that is basically categorizing you as being something negative just because of the color of your skin, that just shows their level of ignorance. And that just shows that they're trying to be negative to you to keep you below them or bring you down to the level that they're already at right now. So don't stoop down to their level. Keep your head high. Be proud to be black. Be proud to be black. And just realize, without you, this world would be nothing. And if anybody disagrees, well, you know, it is what it is. You know, this is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And I don't care if you like it or not. Black people are fed up. I'm one of them. And I feel like things are changing. All the people asking for reparations and you know, better schools, you know, explaining history, the true history of what African Americans went through. I'm proud of them as well, because people are basically, they want to see the truth. They want to see what's been hidden from us all along, and they do deserve what is owed to them. And if we don't get what's owed to us, it's only going to get worse, worse and worse, because I think a lot of people, especially the white supremacists and the leaders of this country, are being exposed, and a lot of people are calling them out for it, even people that's outside of our race. So I think a lot of people, not just black people, are getting fed up with racism and fed up with the negative treatment towards blacks. You know, the innocent killings by people who are sworn to protect us. You know, the programming, all of those things. You know, not getting reparations, not getting fair treatment, equal treatment in the business world or in the work field. It's just so much. And I feel like this country has definitely made itself out to be, you know, the land of equal opportunity, when obviously it has not been that way, especially for black people, in my opinion. Because if it was, we'll see more black owners, we'll see more black leaders. And I mean by black leaders, people who aren't portraying themselves on TV by flaunting money and, you know, having women degrade themselves, and also degrading themselves in the process by showing them hurting, you know, their fellow loved ones or their fellow brothers and sisters. So with that being said, I think that's kind of my rant about, you know, black people. But I feel like a lot of people are starting to see racism, and that's the good news. And I feel like once racism basically has been defeated or been abolished from this world, let alone this country, I think that's going to be a major step in the right direction for all of us as a society and all of us as a people. Again, this is Reggie Haynes from the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I am going to take a quick break for our sponsor, and I'll be back in a jiff. That was a little note from our local sponsor. And now we're going to move on to Reggie's motivation. The motivation that I have for everybody today is basically treat people the way that you want to be treated. Growing up as a young kid, that was a quote that I definitely took to heart. And based off of what I said earlier in the show, you know, being in a community where people of my own ethnicity or in the environment that I was living in were just, you know, basically harming each other and being negative to each other, you know, ever so often, I started thinking that this can't be it. So with me, I've always felt like I don't want to be a person that throws the first punch at anyone. I want to be a person that is nothing but respectful. Even when I'm trying to be comedic or when I'm trying to be funny, you know, make sure that, you know, you're not harming anybody in a way to where they just feel like, you know, they've been traumatized by, you know, something that you've said or something that you've done. Me personally, I've always, you know, lived by that. I think if the world really did treat each other the way that they want to be treated, which is in a respectful, diplomatic or positive way, the world would definitely be a better place. And I feel like us as a society, we're so quick to be negative towards one another at times, rather than being positive. And I feel like that comes from, you know, stress, whether it's at home, workplace, money. I got a podcast episode specifically for that, but we'll touch base on that later. You know, relationships, just other things. And I feel like we're in a world full of, you know, positive people. We are all phenomenal beings in the world that I feel like blinds us from seeing that on a consistent basis. And I feel like we need to look ourselves in the mirror and realize how phenomenal we are. Don't be cocky, don't be egotistical, none of that. Just realize how phenomenal of a person you are, and realize that everybody else on this world is phenomenal, just like you, because nobody's better than anyone else on this earth. And I feel like with that mindset, you should definitely treat people, every single person that you interact with respect. So my motivation is treat people the way that you want to be treated, and I guarantee that good things will happen. But if you are a negative person that's trying to bring somebody down to your level because misery loves company, I have nothing to say to you, but please try to uplift yourself and get out of that negative funk ASAP. With that being said, I just hope that all the negative people out there find some type of light, find some type of positive outlet that doesn't negatively affect anyone or anything else, to uplift themselves, and hopefully they can spread that positive light to other people who are on the same page as far as treating people with the respect that they feel like they deserve. We're going to take another quick break here, and I'm going to, you know, play a song for you all. I know this man personally, been knowing him for about 7 years. His name is Chris King. He comes from Odessa, Texas. This is his latest song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Be right back.
Too long, won't come back. You won't find no love around here. You won't find no trust around here. all alone. It was your birthday, so I to your favorite song. It took away my feelings, all the pain that comes along. I just realized I won't find no love around here. I done wash my hands of my fears. I done wipe my eyes of my tears. What's on my mind? You have no idea.
Shotty in the back with a shotty on my lap. Wish I'm off. Test me. Thought he caught up, but he lasts. You getting past. It's okay, you try hard, but you can't beat me. I gave my heart to a put my feelings on the line, and that went and played me. Y'all made me who I am, black heart. Got no feelings, I see through who wanna snake me. You won't find no love around here. You won't find no trust around here. You won't find no heart around here. Cause I've been gone too long, won't come back. You won't find no love around here. You won't find no trust around here. You won't find no heart around here. Cause I've been gone too long, won't come back.
All right, and we're back to the Reggie Haynes podcast show. That was Chris Keene's latest song. Now, moving on to the next topic, we're close to ending this show off here for the first installment. And I want to, again, thank you all for tuning in. It's been a pleasure hosting this podcast episode. And for all the listeners out there, I got nothing but love and respect for you. And again, I will state, listener's discretion is advised, okay? I want to give a special shout out to all of the people who have supported me along my long journey of being a part of YouTube, my football career, just everything in general, me being an entertainer. A shout out to all of my family, my Haynes family. I got nothing but love for them. If they weren't the people that they were and taught me the things that they taught me, I wouldn't be the man that I am today. So special shout out to all of them. Special shout out to my beautiful future wife. I got nothing but love and respect for her. It's a tremendous honor, you know, living life and finally finding something that's worth holding on to for the rest of it. So I'm tremendously honored to have her in my life. Special shout out to all my friends out there who have supported me along this long journey, who have been a part of my shows that I've recently done on YouTube, my web series episodes, The House of Reggie's, you know, the short films. Got special friends like Mr. George from Hollywood, a phenomenal director, phenomenal actor. He's done some work with a lot of great people. Shout out to him. Shout out to my friends up north, Miss Tori Chu, the Chanel Complex, the man who, if he never believed in me, I wouldn't even be where I am today, Mr. John Daly, my friend Raymond, who always, you know, shows me love and support on all of my platforms. He's in California. That's Raymond. And also, you know, to, like I said, to my family and my friends out there in the UK who recently worked on the project with me, Thor versus Deathland. Got nothing but love and respect for all of you guys. And I know the future is definitely bright for all of you guys. So keep on doing what you're doing and never change who you are. The closing segment that I'm going to end off with is based off of what I've said today in terms of being black in America. Just know that all people are not racist. Just know that there are a lot of good people in this world. I just feel like somewhere down the line in our history, we've basically looked at a certain group of people to be a negative monster or just a negative thing or a negative person, negative group of people. And I feel like we need to get rid of that mindset, because just because a certain amount of people do something negative doesn't mean that everybody else who is similar to them in appearance is the same way. So I think that we need to, you know, deprogram ourselves from having that mindset and try to look at each other as equals. And stop with all the negativity, stop with all of the unjustly killing, all of the robbing, all of the traumatizing. I feel like it's easier said than done, because you got so many imaginary lines like money, symbols, and false symbols, that is, programming, all those other things that's involved. But at the same time, it is doable. And I feel like I said before, we are in a world that blinds us from seeing how phenomenal of beings we all are. And I think we need to start focusing up on that rather than looking at each other as enemies. So hopefully I could, you know, discuss a little bit more about racism as time goes on, because that is a topic that needs to be spoken about, even though it is touchy for a lot of people. But hey, you know, in order to get somewhere, you know, to get to that root of the problem, it's going to be a little sensitive at first. But when you find that root, you pull it out, I think it'll be all for the better, in my opinion. So I'll be talking a little bit more about that with my next guest, who will be coming on the next episode of the Reggie Haynes podcast show. But primarily it'll be revolved around that person. So hopefully you guys enjoy my next guest. Please be on the lookout for who my next guest will be. Check out my social media platforms. That's Instagram, Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at Reggie Haynes TV. Also at Twitter. On Twitter, you can follow me at Reggie QB. And on YouTube, my YouTube channel is YR Productions TV. If you haven't already, please like, comment, subscribe, and share my channel to your loved ones or to your people, so we can get the ball rolling and, you know, get the truth out there, or what I believe to be the truth, that is. And as far as everything else, much love and respect to all of you guys. Thanks so much to our sponsors. Thanks so much for Chris King for allowing us to play his song on this episode, our first episode today. And if you guys have not already done so, you know, if you're on my website or if you're on this Anchor podcast, if you have the app, please go and support this podcast. You could donate money. The money will definitely go to future projects, whether it's a short film that I'm trying to build on, whether it's a studio to try to create our own Hollywood rather than depending on Hollywood, you know, to make opportunities for us. Because I feel like a lot of people out there don't get the opportunities that they deserve. Or whether it's to host live events, you know, to bring live events to communities to try to spread the truth as well. So that's what the support button is for. If you guys are willing to donate to the podcast, I really appreciate that. And if anybody would like to feature their music or be a guest on this show or even be a sponsor for this podcast, please email me at yrproductionstv1. Again, that is yrproductionstv1@gmail.com. Again, this is your boy Reggie Haynes. This was the first edition of the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I'm tremendously honored to have hosted this thing and have a phenomenal group of people listening. Hope you guys stay tuned. Hope you guys spread the word about this podcast to your friends and family. Again, much love and respect to everybody. And I'm signing off.